On today's show, President Trump threatens General Motors yet again. Honda shows off an autonomous ATV. And Volvo's subscription service turned out to be way more popular than they expected. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. American consumers will buy over 17 million new vehicles this year, but car dealers predict that will drop to 16.8 million next year. The National Auto Dealers Association says this year's tax cut helped keep sales steady, but rising interest rates and lower incentives will price some people out of the market in 2019. The chairman of the NADA, Wes Lutz, who recently appeared on Autoline this week, is criticizing car companies for forcing dealers to spend millions to remodel their showrooms. He said it was ironic that some automakers are talking about closing factories, laying off employees, and cutting spending. At the same time, they're forcing dealers to spend heavily on brick and mortar. And Wes Lutz is right. The automakers are following that old adage, do as I say and not as I do. Well, President Trump has got General Motors in his crosshairs again. He's not happy that GM will close the Lordstown Assembly Plant in Ohio, a state that was crucial to his election. Trump repeatedly promised to bring more manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. and now threatens that General Motors is not going to be treated well. Trump also claims that GM is going all electric, which he says is a mistake and will not work. Well, here's our Autoline insight. Trump may be right that GM's push into EVs will not work, but he's incorrect in saying GM is going all electric. General Motors is going to build piston engines for many years to come. Say, did you know that there are at least 5 different types of hybrids? That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Honda is showing off how autonomy can be used for more than just moving people around. It's created an off-road autonomous vehicle based on its ATV. Called the Honda Work Vehicle, the company has already tested it in several locations. It was used at a solar farm to help mow the grass. In agriculture settings, the vehicle can be used to transport food or fertilize the land. And it can help firefighters carry equipment while fighting wildfires. The Honda Work Vehicle will be on display at CES next month. You know, the public talks about hybrid cars as if they're all the same, but the auto industry uses very specific terminology to differentiate 5 types of hybrids. According to Borg Warner, the simplest level is P0, which is a belt alternator system where the alternator doubles as an electric motor. Next up from that is P1, with an electric motor located between the engine and transmission, but with no clutch between them. A P2 hybrid uses the exact same layout, but with a clutch that allows the vehicle to travel in pure EV mode. A P3 hybrid has an electric motor located on the backside of the transmission and can also travel in pure EV mode. And a P4 hybrid uses an electric motor mounted on an axle that is not driven by the piston engine. For example, on a front-wheel drive car that uses an electric motor on the rear axle. Automakers like these different types of hybrids because it gives them a lot of flexibility with packaging and cost. That makes it simpler to convert different types of vehicles into hybrids at different price points. And we point this out to make sure that all of Autoline's viewers are up to speed with the industry's terminology. You know, Volvo was caught off guard by the popularity of its subscription service, and we'll have more about that right after this.
2.4%. That's how much air pressure the average tire loses in a month, and it can make a big difference. Visit ButylRubber.com to see how ExxonMobil's Halo Butyl technology keeps tires inflated longer. Strength from the inside out.
We've seen a number of automakers launch subscription services for their vehicles. The programs charge customers a monthly fee that typically includes the car payment, insurance, and maintenance. On AutoLine this week, the head of Volvo's U.S. operations, Anders Gustafsson, talked about how its subscription service, Care by Volvo, was much more successful than the company expected.
But back to the success of Care by Volvo, we took a decision to launch Care by Volvo related to XC40. And XC40 has been a huge success. I don't like to use the word sold out, because that's not always good, especially not in the US when you like to have the car a la minute. But it is really a success. And so right now, we had a target together with our partners, our retailers, that we should 10% to 13% of our volume should be related to Care by Volvo. And we reached that number after 3 or 4 months.
With the XC40?
Yes, a little bit too early, I would say. That was not in our plans. And now when we launch Care by Volvo with the S60, with our own plant in Charleston, we don't have production capacity problems. We have more opportunities. So let's see. But it's around 2,000 cars. We have, right now, if you try to buy a XC40 on Care by Volvo, the delivery date is really 2019.
Oh, wow.
So the customers, they don't want to wait. And I am not happy about it, but that's sometimes when you have a success, those things happen.
You can watch that entire interview right now on our website or find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.